Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am live at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. Got the fam here. It is just awesome. Watched the games last night in the sports book. Tony from the Golden Nugget Las Vegas sports book is going to be joining us. He runs the thing. Known him for years. Big Tone. And we will talk to him about all of that. They have got some interesting things here. So they have an annual Shark Days here. If you're a shark fan, July 21st through 28th, the pool hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shark feedings. They've got sharks in the pool. And it's a shark question and answer with the life science biologists. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10:30 a.m. It's free to hotel guests. So if you want to come and stay here, if you're a shark fan, this is something that you probably need. They said they did this before, and it was really popular.
What are the
logistics? Do you guys
want to
see some sharks?
Of that? Do they have a separate pool? Do they drain the pool and put salt water in it? How does that work? Is it already a salt water pool?
I need
answers.
It's in the H2O pool. You can chat with the shark divers, watch fish feedings, challenge yourself to an aquatic scavenger hunt, and learn fun facts about sharks. I said it was extremely popular, so they're doing it again July 21st through the 28th. That's crazy. You want to it's sharks swimming in your pool here, the 21st through the 28th, here at the Golden Nugget. And then they've got every Friday night through Labor Day weekend, they've got Friday night swim free and open to the public, live entertainment. I'm going to tell you, that pool is a party here. This pool here is a party. You got all the restaurants and everything else, but when you go by that pool, man, it is packed every day. It is just packed. And it is a party, and they got the bands and whatnot on Friday. So this is just a fun. I love it here. I love it here. Love the Lake Charles. Love the downtown. Fremont Street is wild. Have you guys been on Fremont Street? Lance, when's the last time you were on Fremont Street?
Oh, man, probably like, golly, 7-8 years.
Man.
It's covered.
Covered, yeah. And they've got those things where you glide over everybody. I don't know what they're called. Zip lines. They got zip lines where people are flying over you, but it is just it's
they like, have zip
it's,
lines it's, now.
You got zip lines growing across all the way down Fremont Street. Yeah, but you're laying on your stomach while you're doing it, and looking at everybody down below.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, no, I hadn't either. But it's basically Bourbon Street now. It's basically Bourbon Street. It is a party out there. I mean, right outside the hotel here, there's a little cannabis store, and people are enjoying themselves. I'm telling you,
right. Las Vegas is where you do things.
You do stuff.
They call it Sin City for a reason.
Stuff happens. It's fun. No,
gambling, drugs, and prostituto. They're known for that.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going around. There's a lot of that going around. Giovanni's on the line. He wants to talk on the radio. Hi, Giovanni. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call on the holiday show. Just wanted to call in and say, been a long-time listener, and I finally decided to take the long-time advice of this show to always divorce your first wife, and I can say it's the best decision I ever made. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I hate taking credit for that, and we don't necessarily condone.
Well, no one else will say it, even if
it's
true. We
don't necessarily condone. We're not condoning divorces.
No.
What we are saying, though, is historically, and this is just analytics, historically speaking, there has been a higher success rate on marriage two than marriage one.
Yeah.
Historically
speaking. Sometimes those don't work either, but.
And there's an upgrade, and there typically is an upgrade involved. But we're not saying you have to get married again, Giovanni. Okay, let the record reflect. You may just want to live your best life for a while.
The first one
is. And your best life doesn't include a wife?
Why don't we have a divorce lawyer on? Why don't we sponsor a divorce lawyer with the way this show is going?
We did.
I went to number two. Been great. You went to number two. Been great, John. I'm just just historically
Dell's
speaking.
Decided
to avoid Dell's one altogether.
We're going to
just
avoid zero.
Yeah,
and that's that's a method too. And that's a method.
Do you think Bill Belichick's next wife family is
that
appreciative?
Can't be real.
It is real.
He's really dating that girl. Have you seen
he's
her?
Dating her.
She looks like an Instagram influencer.
So that would be Bill Belichick's second wife, correct?
Wait, he's not going to marry
he's not
her.
Not marrying
is he?
Her.
What? Not now, but a year from now, you don't know.
She's either or the
other.
Wait a
minute, hold on.
Why? She's either the F or the K.
Why wouldn't you don't think an old rich white dude would marry someone really young?
Historically that has happened.
More than likely, it's just a fling or
he's
whatever.
Not Anna, he's
however,
not
doesn't
Anna
he
Cole
want
Smith.
Someone to take care of him as he ages?
I've never
she
seen
she isn't going to take care of anybody.
I've never
Albania
seen Bill Belichick.
Holy crap.
I've never seen Bill Belichick's first wife, but I'm telling you now, he upgraded.
Hey, yeah, there's no.
Well, he married that woman in 1977.
Yeah, right. this might be this one
so
might be a little
definitely
bit of
younger.
A pain.
Yes,
but I'm looking at the wife. I'm looking at his wife.
Okay,
she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fine, but Bill Belichick is. I mean, my goodness.
Or
how did this happen? This girl, what's his
know,
Jordan
right?
Hudson. J O R D O N. She's got Instagram in her background.
Because of how her name is spelled?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes I wish that it weren't that easy, Dell, but it is that easy. I mean, attractive brunette. I would say, if I had to guess, I'm going to go ahead and say 39 and a half years. I'm going to go 39 and a half years. You want to go under the age difference or over the age difference?
Well, I know their
you're
ages.
Right, Odell.
You know
you're
their
right,
ages?
Though.
Yes.
I don't know her
Dell.
Age.
You're right, though, Dell. Belichick's wife was.
Yeah.
And think about when he met her. We're just seeing pictures of her older, but in 77, as you say, she was smoked, probably.
Oh, my God. She's only 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a cheerleader. Oh, here's a picture of her on Instagram. Ever in yoga pants. Never thought I'd see that. And a halter top.
24-year-old.
Well, that's surprising.
Yeah. Well, we saw Belichick leave in the back door with his shirt off. I mean, they're the one that's losing on this one.
Bill Belichick right now, if you look at him with Pat McAfee and what we got from him during the draft, like we're seeing a different Bill Belichick. We're not getting a Sith Lord or whatever it is. We're getting a different Bill Belichick.
The
He's
one.
Got a little Bill's showing you his seasoning right now. He's got a little spice to his game.
The one who will openly date a woman 48 years younger than him. Yeah, we're seeing a different Bill Belichick. Yeah.
Yep. No question about that. All right, I got a question for you guys. Where's the most expensive beer in the NFL?
I'm gonna go SoFi.
It's second. $13.75.
Okay. Is it New York or? I mean, it's not gonna be. I mean, could it be San Francisco Levi Stadium?
A 16-ounce beer. Costs $14.67 in Philadelphia.
Ah, well, they're trying to keep them from getting sauced.
Well, they ain't work. It ain't working. It ain't working. It's not a deterrent for them, for those people. The Raiders are third at $12. San Francisco, Saints, and Jaguars, $11.50. Jaguars, you should be giving it away. The Dolphins, Giants, Jets, and Commanders are $11. Where do the Texans fall in here?
I'm going to go. They're going to fall at, I'm going to say 20th least expensive, or most expensive, 20th most expensive.
Fourth from the bottom.
Turn on your mic, Lance.
Let's say 16th because we finished in the middle of everything.
Nope. Fourth from last. The Lions and Falcons, for some reason, are only $6.25. The Bengals, $6.59. The Broncos, $7.50. The Texans, $8.
So who's the cheapest beer?
Cheapest is Lions and Falcons.
Working class beers?
Would be more. We what?
Well, those are working class beers.
Yeah, well,
unless. Well, I mean, for a game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have a deal with whatever beer distributor, whatever. But the Texans, the Vikings, and the Colts are all $8, fourth from last, fourth from cheapest. And that's probably going up. There's more than likely ticket prices and concessions are going to be going up pretty soon. Did they raise any prices this offseason, the Texans?
I don't know.
I think they did.
From a ticket standpoint, I'm sure they – oh, ticket-wise, yes.
Yeah.
They did on tickets. I don't know about concessions, but it's coming. If they didn't, they're going to. That's just how it works. I give them credit. They knocked some prices down after COVID and, you know, when they weren't very good. But once you win, it's back. It's on again. And season tickets for sure went up.
Yeah. Yeah, season tickets for
sure. You could have got a cheaper, much cheaper PSL. Like, if you had taken a gamble on the Texans when they weren't very good, you'd be in good shape from a ticket standpoint. Now, if you haven't, they're back to being, you know, sellers. It's kind of a seller's market.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, you're more than welcome to do that. Right now, though, Lance, got to talk Aqueduct Plumbing. We got to talk about Billy Brown. We got to talk about him coming to our homes, him taking care of our business, you doing some preemptive stuff like we did. And we cleaned out our tankless water heaters. We both had resin in our tankless water heaters.
A lot.
It changes the way that the water gets to you. I mean, the force in your showers now, Lance, as opposed to before?
Way, way better, and there's so much sediment in there. They had to clean it three times. It's supposed to be cleaned once a year. I hadn't done it in 7 years. They had to do three cleanings to get mine to where it was supposed to be, but that's what they did. They made sure and get it done the right way. And Aqueduct Plumbing Company, you know, they can install hot water, tankless water heaters. That's what we're talking about right now. Tankless water heaters, I want to focus on this for a second. Do you know, I mean, if you're dealing with a water heater, when it goes out, it's a nightmare. You got to get it changed out. If you could try to do it yourself, it's a huge, huge nightmare. And honestly, the tankless water heater, once you get that done, oh my gosh, you never worry about hot water again. It heats up very, very quickly, and it's a much more efficient way to actually take a shower, especially if you have a little larger family that likes to take longer showers, like if you have teenage boys. That's going to be a long shower. You know how that goes. So make sure that Aqueduct Plumbing Company is your company for any type of leaks, any type of concerns about leaky faucets, water pressure. It's all available at one phone number, 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
So did you see the story about CJ? By the time he gets to free agency, he'll be an $80 million player.
Well, there's also a story coming out that the NFL owners are looking into. They're discussing the potential for quarterback salary cap. And before anyone loses their mind over that, like, we're just doing away with, we're just going to socialism and communism. What about the, it is a socialist sport. There is a cap. There's a limited amount of money you can spend. You look at percentage of cap versus what other players are able to make. The NBA went to the same mode of you still can earn $50 to $60 million a year, which is going to be enough in most instances. It's going to be a pretty good paycheck, but it's the NBA went to it because they got really concerned with how quickly the contracts were growing, and there was no real guardrail there. And I do think that NFL, based on creating enough parity, like, I don't want to hear don't cap quarterbacks from the same person who also says running backs aren't paid enough. Like, you can't make both arguments because one is tied to the other one.
Well, they do it. They cap you in the NBA, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The NBA has a player cap, but it's still a tremendous amount of money. No one's complaining about the max and the supermax. And I think the supermax concept, the max and the supermax for quarterbacks would probably be a good thing in terms of, you know, for teams to be able to not only hang on to quarterbacks with some type of bird right concept, but also the ability to have a better feel for other players and, frankly, distribute some of that money to other players as well, including running backs. You know, including it right now, it's just corners, rushers, left tackles, quarterbacks, and receivers making money.
So what if they put the cap as a percentage of the salary cap? Let's say the quarterback gets up to 25% of the salary cap.
I mean, you could do that.
Joe Burrow is right now.
He's okay, but
25% of their cap.
Yeah, that's a tremendous amount.
So here's the deal, though. When the cap goes up, the quarterback gets paid more.
Well, yeah, the quarterback gets paid more. That's why all quarterbacks want 3-year deals, so they get to the market faster. So I'm not sure how that would work, but or they'll want to renegotiate
the deal. It would automatically rise if the salary cap went up. If next season the salary cap goes up, the quarterback, if he's on a max deal, his salary would automatically go up with the cap.
Does it go down?
Will the cap go down? Then yes.
Yeah, you'd have to have, and most players don't. This is why you probably wouldn't see that, because that doesn't happen in basketball. Is they want guardrails where it doesn't go down. It can only be guaranteed and can only be the maximum amount. So I doubt that would happen. Because you're still not getting a discount really on a quarterback. But I don't know. It's not likely to go through anytime soon. But for the good of the sport, I mean, we're at a number that is. They can't control the spending on an annual basis. It's just growing too fast. It's like inflation. You're devaluing other contracts and other positions, and it's just growing at a rate that's just too fast. Frankly, like many things in society now, it's growing at a rate that's maybe a little bit too fast for it to handle. And I think that owners are going to have a hard time with trying to keep everyone happy on a roster, because quarterbacks are making some of the money. I was reading an article on Carson Beck. You know, so Carson Beck just got a $300,000 plus Lambo, and then on spring break he was flying around in a private jet. And you know, that's great. That's what NIL is. You're getting paid like a professional athlete now, and at an early age. I do wonder though, what's going to. I talked to somebody from a major college team who said up to this point he's only seen just little hints of jealousy from players about other players with NIL, but it's definitely going to happen. Like,
especially if the quarterback's not playing well.
Offensive guards will, you know, they're ecstatic to get a $15,000 a year. Ecstatic.
Yeah.
Most of them are get a deal. Quarterback making $1.5 million. You wonder, especially if that guy is a little bit aloof. You wonder how that will affect the locker room. So
yeah, and if he's not playing well.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, they're going to be like, oh, really? This dude is, I'm getting $15,000.
Yeah.
He's getting $1,000.
What's the nature of anybody? You know, we see people at the workplace who do the same thing. So that's the nature of the beast, only the money is substantially, there's a substantial difference in the amount of money. But that's not going to be changed. In fact, I'm working with a collective right now to create a dispersal of salary cap. In other words, they want to find a model. So me and Tyler from Scout Source are looking at helping to create an NFL model for a major college team, because they've got to figure out now how to handle their payrolls. So what they're looking at, John, is what you mentioned. It's just a model of percentage by position. You know, a top quarterback, I've seen something where there's a 3-level quarterback, a low level, you know, a pure backup. How much does a pure backup make? Actually, it's 4. A pure backup, a good, which in college football, there's no real pure backups. You're brought in as maybe a 3-star, and then you just don't go any higher than that. You become a backup. But there's that, which is that level. Then there is good. There's a like average to good starter. Then there's very good starter. Then there's elite starter. And so elite starter is, I think, 18 to 20% of the cap, I believe. It may be higher, but these teams are figuring out what percentage of the caps to go to each positions. And this is really getting difficult for them, because they don't really have any, they've never had to deal with this before, so they don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. Remember the not so long ago days of University of Texas football, where all the, you know, the 5-stars that, you know, just never showed up, and the how they took everything for granted, and they were so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Entitled?
Entitled, as entitled as they were. That video of all those Lambos sitting outside the University of Texas, I could certainly see where this turns into, you know, you're going to have to make sure that these guys, you get the right kids, because they're getting this money, and are you sure that they're going to be as committed to working and being as good as they could possibly be, or is it about the money?
Well, and I love the fact that the people who will, you know, defend that, like, they'll challenge you on that. They'll be the same people if a player makes a mistake or does something, you know, that gets them in trouble. You say, oh, guys, these are kids. When I was 19, you would not want to see me when I was 19, when I was 20. Well, it's the same 19 and 20 that are also, as you said, I mean, how would you handle a sudden rush of money and things like that? You probably wouldn't handle it very well, since you're the same one who said you would always get yourself in trouble because you were 19 or 20. So you're right. Finding the right guys is going to be important. So one of the things that Georgia is doing is, instead of going, yes, they have to go 4 and 5 stars. They always do. But now one of the things that they're interested in working with us on is finding guys who have growth potential, maybe who's being under-recruited as a 3-star. You know why? Because they're cheaper. They don't cost as much. And now big Power 5 teams are going to start looking at more cost-effective players and looking for, you know, almost like G League players. I mean, if you wanted to compare it, it's almost like finding good minor league talent that you can grow that is not going to cost you an arm and a leg early on. That's one of the new models.
Yeah, not everybody's going to be $1.5 million player.
It's too expensive to just load up with all 4 and 5s. You have to start finding some guys that you can get without paying them an arm and a leg.
Unless you got a whole dealership of Lambos like Texas.
I've always felt this way. Texas A&M, there's only about 4 schools that are going to have this massive advantage. And Texas is one of them. They've got money. Especially if they're winning, their money's going to come out like, you have no idea what Texas is capable of.
Yeah, no.
Well, actually, maybe you do.
They're going to be money whipping.
But Texas is going to take their $20 million max cap money for revenue sharing. They're going to do that, and then their NIL deals to supplement are going to be spectacular.
Yep. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about Chastain Ford right now. Chastain Ford and my people. I love Patrick. I love Joe, what they've done over at Chastain Ford. I bought a couple vehicles from them, and I'm going to continue to buy vehicles from them. I bought at least 3 vehicles from them. My daughter, all the way from Oklahoma City, bought her SUV from them because it was such so much better a deal, and then drove it up to Oklahoma City. Yeah, there is no better car buying experience in the city of Houston. I love what they do. And if they still have these 2000, Allie told me they had 2023 F-150s. It's just ridiculous. 1.9% financing for 72 months. You're basically using their money to have your vehicle, brand new vehicle, at a lower price than you were paying, obviously, during 2023. I mean, ridiculous. What you need to do is go to ChastainFord.com and see. And if not, listen, the F-150, you're still going to get a great deal. You're still going to get the best deal that you can find in the market on your F-150 there. Doesn't matter what it is. Customize it perfectly for you. Not what they want, what you want. No add-ons, no markups. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, something that was on in the sports book last night was the gay football league championship. Did you guys see that?
I was unaware that league existed.
I never even heard of that.
No, and actually, the Buffalo Bills are excited to bring a team to the National Gay Football Flag Football League.
Oh, you're not joking.
I'm not joking.
I thought you were just making a joke about the Bills.
No. The Bills, it's the National Gay
Flag Football League. I'm looking at it right now. Bills sponsor National Gay Flag Football League chapter.
Yeah.
So they're
obviously. The Chicago Freeze beat the San Diego, I don't know what they are, in the championship.
So there is some obvious questions. Let's see if we can handle this maturely.
Okay.
How does one gain membership into the league?
Well, you got to
do
stuff.
Why? I mean, this is really on you, though, Dell.
So
that is.
What if a straight person wanted to infiltrate the league?
Well, we have these conversations when we talk about transgender athletes, and it's not fair.
Yeah, but this is gay men. This is
so all,
men
you have
playing,
to, all you have.
Well,
to,
I don't know if it's a men's all men's
is it,
league.
Is it a men's league or is it co-ed?
Can
or
you
genderless?
On it?
I'm not. Is it genderless? Do you? You might be able to. Do you have to? All you have to do is say you're gay, and you get to play on a team. Are they like INS when someone is marrying for a green card? They have to investigate your life to prove that you're gay so you can play. How do you become a member of the league?
Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if we can be mature.
I'm
about
asking
this.
Questions.
You have to validate it.
How do you validate that you're gay and you're eligible to play? You're just you prove that you're in a committed relationship. I don't know.
Right. Well,
you don't have to be in a committed relationship.
Well, how do you prove that you're...
Because you have to play in the NFL. Do you need to be in a committed relationship
playing
in the NFL?
No, but it's not called the National Straight
League.
You just
say it.
That's it?
You really think there are straight men out there trying to win the gay flag football league?
Are you sure? No, they're not ringers who might be straight who are playing in the league? You don't know that.
You just have to deal with it. How do you always know that somebody's 17 years old in Little League, or that they're 12 years old in Little League Baseball? Danny Almonte was out there.
Why can't they be inclusive? Okay. Why? Well, okay. So the NFL is inclusive.
Specific.
It is specific. So are we going to have the National Straight Guy Flag Football League?
I think they just have flag football leagues. I don't know if they would call them straight football leagues.
Well, no, because I'm sure that there are some players that are gay, but they're excluding straight guys from this league.
Do you believe a lot of straight men want to play in this league?
I'm sure they do, to win a title.
Well, maybe they would win a title in a league that doesn't have this particular entry point. They'll just play in another flat football league and win a title.
Where's the entry point, though?
You have to be gay.
Oh.
Don't try to trick me into saying something. I know who you are. Don't worry about it. I know what you're trying to get me to say. I just don't know what they do to make sure the entire league is a gay league.
I don't know that they're really just checking up on it that hardcore.
You just say you're gay.
I think they're just like, yeah, we're going to take your word on it. Okay. We're not putting you through a battery of tests.
No, you just investigate their life. Look at their social media. Do interviews.
Maybe that goes on.
Yeah, just to make sure this person is actually really gay and should be a part of the league.
Hey, we've got one of you doing a shot in Cabo between some girls. Breasts?
That's just fun. That's
and they're like,
fun.
That's not. That doesn't tell you anything. He's like, that doesn't tell you anything. That's just. We were just having fun there. And they say, why are we in Cabo and not Puerto Vallarta?
Is that the difference?
And they'll say, John knows.
Yeah,
that's John. It's true.
It is true. Okay, if you went to Cabo, you can't join the league.
Yeah, no. Are these pictures from PV? No, Cabo no. Bob's. You're out.
Yeah,
you're out.
Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, Cabo Wabo. You're not in. Out. You're not going.
You're out.
You're not going.
Are the Bills the only NFL team to sponsor a gay team? Are they the first to do it?
No. Chicago won a title. San Diego? I don't know. I don't know that the NFL is behind a lot of these. I don't know.
The NFL is behind flag football, hardcore. I think it's a big deal for NFL Network for some reason, I think. But, yeah, the NFL's really behind flag football because they view that as a potential youth alternative, I think. But I don't know if it's – I'll bet you they're behind it. I'll bet you they throw some money
in. The New England Patriots sponsored what they call, I guess, Gay Bowl 17. So there have been other teams, NFL teams behind
this. This has been one of the most quiet championship. I had never even heard of this until now. They've got 17 years of this?
It took
John, of all people, to tell us about it?
They started in 2002. It's been around for 20-plus years, 22
years. At a sports
really?
Book.
Yes.
Honestly, I'd never heard of this before.
I never heard of it either.
Yeah, they have.
Look what happens when the Astros lose. We learn so much.
Del, would you join the team if you could win a title?
I wouldn't because they are, by the name of the league, looking specifically for gay people to be in the league. I am not gay, so I would not do that to join. You know what? I don't need in my life a flag football title. I'm not going to lie about my identity to win a flag football title.
Yeah, but, I mean, the ladies would love it.
You think the ladies would be impressed if I came back and, hey, you know what I did? I lied about my sexuality to win a flag football title? You think that impresses ladies?
I'm a champion, okay?
No, then you have to explain what... the league and the trophy and the team picture. And you're like, hey, the National Gay Football League Why were you in it? Well, you know, I'm a competitor. I was trying to relive my youth, so I lied about my sexuality. That's not going to go over well with the ladies.
No.
Find a lady who's going to like that story.
They just want titles. That's all.
No. It's not. The ladies don't have ring culture.
I got over, okay? I got over.
I don't think the ladies are subject to our nonsense when it comes to ring culture, where if you don't win anything, you don't win a title, you're lesser than.
You're finessing the game, bro.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something you should put in your Tinder profile. I lied about being gay to win a flag football title. Date me.
But I got that ring. They can never take that away from you, Del.
They probably could if they find out you're lying. That's probably part of the process. They'll take that ring away from you.
Oh, my God. Like Reggie Bush, they'll take it away?
I don't know the rules. I don't know how they enforce things. But I imagine if they found out, if the National Gay Football League found out you weren't gay and you played on a team and won, they'd take your title away.
Oh, man.
Or at least take your ring away. Maybe the team still wins.
What if I went over to the other side after you could prove, okay, I went over to the other side after.
By the other side, you mean you started dating women?
Women, yeah.
Or in a woman's case, you started dating men if it's a co-ed league. I don't know. I just feel like just don't lie about it. If you're gay and you're good at flag football, join the league. If you're not gay, stay out of it. Just avoid all complications.
I don't know. It doesn't seem inclusive to me.
Well, do you want to play in the league?
I don't.
Why do you care?
I'm past my prime.
So what if there was a national gay golf league for people of your age and you're good enough to play? Would you lie about being gay to play in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kent says, ask Belichick if girls care about titles. Yeah, they do. No. That's how he's got that 24-year-old. Titles,
but he didn't lie about winning gay football titles. He just won NFL titles.
Yeah, he won NFL titles.
There are differences between the two things we're talking about here.
A little, not that much though.
Okay, okay. Tell Belichick that.
Time to talk about my peeps over with Texas.
How come you checked out of the conversation?
This is literally sponsored by the NFL. I found out y'all are nuts if y'all think I'm going to be in the middle of this. I'm trying to get this contract signed.
Listen,
I've got less than 2 weeks till my contract's over. I'm trying to get this new deal signed. Y'all are crazy if you think I'm going to ruin it.
We have got upcoming barbecue classes. They are hosting at 59 and Shepherd, a Texas Star Grill Shop. This is Mastering the Grill. Lance, you should be doing this one because you need this. You need this workshop.
No, I am teaching that, and it's just a
tri-tip. No, you're not teaching anything.
Yes, if they ask me, I'll come out. It's because it's tri-tip and picanha. And I'm familiar with picanha. A lot of the Brazilians love the picanha. It is awesome.
Well, it's going to be with somebody that's really good named Doug Scheiding. Okay, yeah. It's June 21st.
Yeah, Doug's my dude, man. That's my carnal.
So you guys are like on the same level.
He doesn't
barbecuing?
Know it yet, but we're going to be friends.
Okay. It includes 3 bottles of rub, tasting, and beverages. Your receipt is your ticket. Tickets can be purchased at TexasStarGrillShop.com. Join them for an exclusive barbecue shop. Doug Scheiding, 2-hour intensive class designed for barbecue enthusiasts looking to elevate their grilling game. Whether you're a seasoned grill master or backyard barbecue lover, or you burn your brisket, this workshop is perfect for you. June 21st, 5 to 7 p.m., Texas Star Grill Shop, Shepherd and 59, 1-hour tri-tip picanha, and full brisket walkthrough in the second hour. Yeah, this is something you want to do. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com, TexasStarGrillShop.com. Well, to answer your question, though, yes, there are women in the NGFFL.
So it is inclusive to women, just not straight people.
Right? Not straight people.
Okay.
Which I might file a lawsuit.
I don't think you're going to win it or file it. Okay. Well, what's your stance on this? I'm straight. I should be allowed to play?
Yeah. We got to be inclusive here. Okay. Is the NFL inclusive? Yes.
A Houston man really wants to play in a gay league, even though he's not gay. Story in 10. Would Wendy do that story?
But,
nope.
She'd be like, nope.
She doesn't even prefer that this topic's on the air and John be involved with it.
I'm just saying.
She knows. John knows.
I learned of this for the first time last night. They've really been keeping this in the closet.
Oh.
I mean, you guys.
You can be better than that.
You guys didn't know about it. You never heard of it.
Can he do better than that?
Well, I guess he should be better than that. I don't know if he can be. Clearly the proof is he can't, but he should be better than what he just did.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. You don't keep. That's, mm.
You were accused by a listener of not having your best efforts when you were away from the studio. Is that accurate?
What? Why?
You don't. That you treat it like it's every day's a holiday show when you're in a when you're in a hotel room somewhere doing a show.
I mean, I don't. Are we gonna fight that?
I nope. think I do that in studio too.
Show a lack of care you're for your job.
Town, yeah, for sure.
But when you're
effort, I don't. I think I put effort in. Now, do you mean by lack of care of what I say? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what specifically is this Maybe person accusing him of? Lack of care, yeah. Lack of effort?
Lack of care.
Lack of attention? Oh, lack care. Of care. Okay. I can sense that.
John mails it in when he's out of town on remote.
Definitely.
I said he thinks he is just on vacation a little bit.
He's in Vegas for 8 days. He is on vacation. Yeah. He just happens to spend 3 hours doing this.
He's on a gambling vacation.
And actually, was in bed at 8 o'clock the last two nights. I'm not feeling well. I got a bad cold. So, and it's bad for the tables. It's not a good thing. Trey,
it's not good for us.
No, it's not good. No, but that you know what? You guys win. I'm not in studio with a cold.
Well, that's always a win, healthy or not.
Trey is here. What's up, Trey?
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, second-time caller. But, Johnny G., I want you to know I actually moved to Vegas. And if you're tired of losing at poker, we've got a fun Pete Dye course for you about 10 minutes down the road. Rental clubs will be about $60, and I can get you on for $20. No gay leagues there. So if you want to change it up, maybe get my information or just look up Desert Pines and come play around here. It's a really nice course. So.
I appreciate that. I had the whole hookup over at Southern Highlands today, but I couldn't spend. It's 108 here. It's 108, and there's zero chance that I could be out there for 4 hours. Plus, my son got in. He can't even get off the couch. His back hurts him so bad. So we were going to play, but we got to pass. Next time I come to town.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Trey.
Yes. And Southern Highlands is supposed to be, I mean, I got set up with this, and it can't be better, and I'm just so mad that we're not going to be able to play it. But I can't even stop sneezing, so I can't do it. No chance. 713-780-3776.
Just stay in and watch the Astros go to work on the White Sox. I mean, yesterday was a shutout. They're third of the year, but still.
I'll be back by then. They don't start here till 5 o'clock.
What do you mean back?
If I was playing golf.
If you're playing golf.
Oh, okay.
If I was playing golf.
Yeah, just hang out, watch the Astros. It's a grand old time.
Yeah. Well, you can't watch them in your room. You got to go to the book.
That's true. A big Astro fan just called in. His name's Gilbert.
Uh-oh. What's Gilbert got to say today?
Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on, Gilbert?
Tell the Astros. Move somewhere else anyway. I hate the Astros.
You hate the Astros?
Well...
Yeah, what about all how good they've been to you over these last 8 years? Now you hate them?
Well, I ain't going nowhere. They should sell the team, you know. Move somewhere else anyway.
You think you should sell the team?
Sell the team and
relocation.
And relocate.
Wow.
Nobody,
that's how bad they've been.
Nobody holds a grudge bigger than Gilbert. No. Sell it and move. 2 years removed from a World Series.
Gilbert. Oh, man. Thank you, Gilbert. We appreciate it. Sell the team.
Anything else, Gilbert?
Wait. What are you doing right now, anyway?
With the what?
Hello?
Yeah.
Lance. Is he there?
Yes, he's there. Gilbert, say what you want.
Is he there? I hear his voice.
He's waiting for you to say what you have to say. He's there.
Like I said, he answered the shit. Move the team somewhere else anyway. I hate the Astros now.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I heard all
Anything
that.
Anything else, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Can you ask him making 500 for the All-Star break?
No. Oh,
that's an actual baseball question.
Yeah, that's a real baseball question. The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
What else, Gilbert?
You have anything for Lance?
Are we gone? No.
Willie Mays passed away anyway.
Yeah, saw that.
You sad about
Willie
that?
Mays passed away.
Sad about that, Gilbert?
Potentially greatest five-tool player of all time. Up there with Barry Bonds.
Do you want to ask any more questions of anybody?
I think he's done.
Yeah, he's better than the Dodger pitcher. What's the name again?
Sandy Koufax.
No, not a pitcher.
Hideo Nomo.
Wait. Willie Mays is better than a Dodger? What are we doing?
Shohei Ohtani.
Don Drysdale.
He was on TV all the time anyway.
Yeah, Don Drysdale.
Not a Don Drysdale, anyway.
What does he have to do with Willie Mays?
Willie Mays is better.
Okay.
Was that a debate for people?
I think that was. I think a
first
lot of
take
people
with
were
Gilbert.
Talking about that. Yeah, I think a lot of people were talking about
that. If Gilbert made it on First Take with Stephen A., I would watch. I'm not lying. That's it.
Yeah, anyway.
Gilbert probably doesn't have anything else, right?
Right. All right.
All right, Gilbert. Nothing else to ask of Lance.
Nope. That's it. You just want just pure baseball call. No. Just sell the team and move.
A real sports call.
Yep. Sell
call.
The team and move is what Gilbert
said. He
wants
Crane out. He wants the Astros out of his city.
The show's not great. I'd like to apologize for listeners. The show's
filthy.
It's not been great.
I disagree.
Yeah. Oh no, we dive into the topics.
The
other
last
shows won't.
30 minutes has been nothing but gay football, flag football,
and
Gilbert telling us people who have died and sell the team.
He's upset.
And relocate.
A lot of people
and
upset.
I hate the Astros.
A lot of people were broken by last night's game.
Oh my gosh, it's a bad year. Big deal.
Get him out of the city.
Move on. Get over it.
Bury them in a different city overall.
Big deal anyway. So the Astros are not going to have a good year this year. Big deal.
It is a big deal. People are expecting a good year.
Don't sell the team and move.
That's one man's opinion.
God almighty. Gilbert has become a real problem on this show.
Well, John said the boy is having a back issue. Lance, can QC Kinetics fix that?
Yeah, they might be able to. It might be able to if he has chronic pain. Now, if it's just something that's, I don't suggest it. It's not suggested for the something maybe a deep tissue massage will take care of. But if it is something that is in the joints, and if it's joint pain, oh, very much so. They are actually should be your first phone call. Because what's going to happen is you're going to go to the doctors, you're going to get pain medicine. They'll tell you, we'll take aspirin, we'll do some physical therapy, see if that'll help. And then you're going to say, man, I'm still in pain. And then it's going to turn into maybe a muscle relaxer and a painkiller. Guess what? The problem you have, if it's in the joint, that's not going to help it. You're going to get a steroid shot, which will help it temporarily, but is not going to be the solution for you. Eventually, you may have to have surgeries. We're talking about people with shoulder. It can be in back. It can be in the neck. It can be very much so in the knee and hip. That happens a lot of times. And what happens is QC Kinetics goes in and they use regenerative medicine, taking the body's healing power, concentrating it, putting back into the joint. And so what happens is that you are going to feel so much better because the tissue is going to be the damaged tissue is going to be regrown or restored to where it once was. And what happens is inflammation goes down, pain goes way down, mobility goes up, your quality of life goes way up. QCKinetics.com.